Welcome back. You are listening to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. I don't know, Bob, Snap Fitness, I guess I got to embrace that a little more than I have. You've certainly taken it on, but I have to admit I've not been snappy about getting there, so I'm going to have to do that. But you were out east, and you had an opportunity to talk with Anthony from Henry Repeating Arms. What'd that sound like, man?
Well, let's play this tape. This is earlier this week in New Jersey.
Hey, this is Barbecue Bob, and I am sitting in a giant factory in New Jersey, and it is called Henry Repeating Arms, and I am talking with the president, Anthony Imperato, and I just want to thank him, and I know all you listeners that support Operation GI Barbecue are appreciative of all these manufacturers that have stepped up and given the way Americans are so good at. And just first of all, I guess, just want to say thank you, Anthony, and welcome to the Grilling Guys Show for a second time.
My pleasure to return. Nice to have you here in New Jersey at our company headquarters.
Yeah, well, it's quite a facility. You're sitting right along the river. What river is this?
It's called the Kill Van Kull, and across from the river is Staten Island on one side and then the New York City skyline on the other side.
Yeah, it's pretty impressive. I drove by a gigantic shipyard in Newark on the way in here, and it's quite different than the Great Lakes area, but we do get a few great ships there, too. Just want to talk a little bit about Henry and the weapons you're making, how you see the industry, and why the average guy. I know so many people that want Henrys. What is the lure of Henry Repeating Arms?
The lure is really our DNA, which is a real personal connection to the consumer. That's what Henry fundamentally is all about. That's why if you go to our website, you're going to see folks enjoying and using and our rifles and photos of people around the Christmas tree, giving them as gifts, etc. It's all about the customer, and that's really what we're all about. Beyond that, you know, we're a heritage brand. We're an American heritage brand, and actually the lever action design itself is America's unique contribution to firearms design. The lever action was developed here in the United States. You know, it's if you go to a bolt action, for example, it was made originally designed overseas. The lever action is the American firearm, and I think that with the image of the cowboy and the Wild West is what our heritage is all about.
That's pretty cool. I never really thought about it, but it makes sense if you look at all the arms manufacturers around the world. I guess I'm not used to seeing any other real makes with lever action other than Henry and Winchester. That's I guess Marlin. There's probably quite a few of them now, but
U.S. based though. The lever was designed here, and if you look at all other types of firearms action designed, we contributed the lever action design. It's the American firearm design.
That's really awesome. So roughly about how many different models of guns do you make here?
Currently in our line, we have 80 SKUs, but we're a lever action manufacturer other than our Henry U.S. Survival Rifle, which is the backpack takedown rifle, and our line of Youth 22 bolt action rifles. But within our lever action designs, we make everything from 22 long rifle on up to 308 now. So you could get everything from a plinker to a long range lever action that will compete with accuracy and distance of a bolt action rifle.
And as I look on the wall here, I see a gorgeous brass engraved lever action. And to me, that really, I guess, reminds me of the traditional Henry. Is that sort of the original look for a Henry rifle?
Sure. The brass and wood and a lever action and an octagon barrel, that's what it's all about. It doesn't get any better looking than that, if I must say so myself.
Well, you were kind enough to send us two for Operation GI Barbecue, and just wanted to personally thank you for that. Touches us greatly when people step up and help us the way you did. They're on display at our favorite gun shop in Michigan, which is called Alan Bob Sports, and we're preparing to have an auction so that we can find some good homes for those and raise the last little bit of money to complete our mission. But all that being said, and, you know, probably enough gun talk, we're the Grilling Guys, and we we love to grill. Guys love to grill. I'm on the East Coast. I told my wife this morning, I said, I'm going to eat seafood every day while I'm out here, because there's something about this Atlantic coast and all the great seafood out here. Do you like to grill seafood?
Sure. You know, I consider myself a foodie, and I grew up in my grandmother's house, and my great-grandmother had a restaurant in Little Italy in downtown New York City at the turn of the century. So food is probably, you know, other than my family and employees and customers, one of my favorite things, certainly. So grilling, even as a kid, I would fight with my father to get over to the grill before he can. I wanted to do the grilling, and today I love it. I have an apartment in New York City, which has some outdoor space, and it's very rare, but I've got a grill right on that outdoor space, and I would say whether it's swordfish or lamb chops, they're going on the grill, and it's a great way to go.
All right, I love swordfish. I mean, absolutely, if I am at a restaurant that knows how to prepare it properly, I will eat the bejeebers out of swordfish. It's just, I don't know. I guess since my first fishing trip in the Keys, I absolutely fell in love with it. And there are some things you can do to make that properly, and there are some things you can do to screw it up. Yeah. Tell me what you do.
I'm careful not to overcook it, for sure. I want it coming off the grill where it's still a little rare in the center, because by the time you plate it, it'll eventually cook through but still be juicy. So I'll start by a little bit of olive oil on both sides of the fish, a hit of pepper. I don't salt it. I like the swordfish's natural salt. It goes on the grill on high heat, seared both sides. Again, it comes off not completely cooked. It'll just be a little touch of pink left. It gets in the plate. I hit it with a little more olive oil, some garlic, lemon juice, and some oregano or marjoram. Sits for a few minutes. Let it rest so it doesn't, let's say, bleed out like a steak might, and it's just going to be fantastic. I mean, that is gold to me coming off the grill.
Do you have any idea how hungry I am right now? Marjoram.
Yeah, you know, the Italians use marjoram. It's one of their staple ingredients, actually. It's in the oregano family, if I'm knowing my herbs correctly.
That's interesting. I've never tried marjoram on fish. I do like putting a little thyme on them, but you know, you said it, pepper. I do like a little sea salt on it, but I've never tried swordfish without salt. I'm going to try that and see what that does. But hitting it with a lemon at the end just wakes it right up. Have you ever grilled oysters?
I have not. I'm an oyster fan, and you know, just cold on ice, a little mignonette with it. That's really been my way to go. I have not done that. You know, putting the swordfish steaks are on the grill easy. I would imagine that grilling the oysters, you've got to really be paying a lot of attention to make sure you've got it right.
Yeah, and if I get a chance while I'm here, I'm going to have some Long Island oysters, because those things are absolutely fantastic. And I don't grill oysters. I know some of my buddies out here do. I just like them raw. So, I mean, I can't imagine ruining a good oyster and throwing it on the grill. Now, what would be, like, you do lamb chops?
Yeah, I'll tell you another thing that I love to do on the grill. You know, everybody's heard of Parmesan or eggplant Parmesan, for example, but I was in southern Italy where my family is from, and I watched this family take eggplant, fresh tomato, a little bit of grated cheese, basil, and olive oil, and put it in a tin and get it on the grill covered. And they told me this is what real eggplant Parmesan is all about on that grill, with the smokiness coming through from the fire. Absolutely incredible way to do it. Really delicious. So I do that as well on the grill. It's fantastic. Really, really nice. And I do love the lamb chops. Again, I like to sear them. Lamb chops are like coming off medium rare. Same thing, you know, I like hitting them with the lemon to bring out the flavor. That's kind of a Mediterranean thing, you know, the lemon, olive oil, garlic, whether it's Greek, Portugal, Italian, south of France, Sardinia, wherever, those ingredients work. There's a reason why it's a go-to in all of those places.
All right, if you just tuned in, you're listening to the Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. This is Barbecue Bob. I am at the Henry Repeating Arms Factory in Bayonne. Don, New Jersey, and with the president, Anthony Imperato. And I can't thank you enough for, again, for the generosity you've given us. We're complete strangers to you. And to help our troops out with that kind gesture, those beautiful Henry lever-action rifles will be going up for sale shortly. And we just got to give you some Grilling Guys love.
Oh, you're most welcome. And it's just a small token of our appreciation for our American military. We can never do enough for them. And I really enjoyed your visit. I'm glad that you got a chance to stop by, because we discussed my two favorite topics, guns and grub. So it doesn't get any better than that.
All right. And you got some nice Operation GI Barbecue Stormies. So I guess you're all set. Thank you so much.
Thank you, sir. Come on back.
Wow, Bob, that had to be a great experience going through an arms factory. I've never been through one of those. I'm going to jump in your bag and go with you the next time you head out that way, because...
Oh, it's right up your alley.
Oh, man, sounds really cool.
And you like, you know, making things and manufacturing things anyway. You manufacture backyards, so this would be right up your alley.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's a little bit of man work, so it's time for a little man law.
Today's Man Law is brought to you by Vicky's Bridge Street Pasty in Saranac, Michigan, home of the best pasties in the Lower Peninsula.
Gravy.
Yep, and they have gravy for all the ladies.
Yeah.
Real men use ketchup. That should be Man Law.
Okay.
I think I just made that.
You just made it up right there. Real men use ketchup. All right.
Okay, today's Man Law. And if you're hanging out at the gym, locker room, whatever, this is a good thing to remember. No man should ever help another man with his belt.
Absolutely.
As we know what that is.
Right.
What do you mean by help?
Yeah. Yeah, Bob.
Like if you miss a loop, you know, is it okay for someone to come along and say, hey, you missed a loop there?
I think if you have to explain man law.
So what are you saying about me?
Call your mom.
Well, thanks for listening to the Grilling Guys each and every week. We hope you had as much fun as we did, and we'll talk with you next week.